I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Hey, yo, I know y'all probably skipped past this. Don't skip past this real quick, all right? I got a quick announcement. Don't skip past this shit. All right, so look, ladies and gentlemen, before we start this podcast, I just got to make an announcement. Look, we sold out the show at the Hollywood Improv, all right, for our 100th episode in Los Angeles. Now, people were like, oh, man, Clamp, I can't get tickets, man. I'm mad. I really wanted to see the show. All right, so now let's put your money where your mouth is. Here's what happened. The Hollywood Improv decided, yo, we're going to put 10 extra tickets on sale. All right, so you have, there's 10 tickets left. They literally added extra seats so everybody could try to come. Here's the deal. Tickets are $10 when you use promo code 100. So when you check out, use promo code 100, and you can get you get $5 off your tickets. They're $10. LA, there's 10 tickets left, literally. So don't sleep. Get your tickets before those are gone too, all right? Literally, we're at the Hollywood Improv this Tuesday, all right? So again, get your tickets. Thank you guys for selling out the 100th episode. Also, you can click the details, click the link so you can get tickets, or you can click the link so you can get merchandise for the 100th episode. And what I mean is we got 100 episode t-shirts. So if you want one, get one. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And now, let's get into this fucking podcast.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 Listening to advice from a football.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the girl's damn sugar, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. the people's champion. Real quick before I start, man, this is my very first episode where I'm recording the shit myself. So for all of y'all to be like, oh, I can't do this or I got a problem doing this, I'm doing it myself. So I got another camera rolling. This is the first time I'm filming myself. So if it's not that dope, don't judge me. We just gonna get better from here. Real quick before I get started, man. Also, I got some announcements to make. We are sold out officially at the Hollywood Improv. There is officially no more tickets left. You fucked up. You messed up. You should have got your tickets. You didn't get your tickets. Now you're gonna be like, Clint, how do I get in? And I'm be like, yo, you can't get in because we're sold out now. And I just want to thank you, Los Angeles, for selling us out. This is the third time we've sold out Los Angeles. So this is great, man. I'm really excited to do that, especially at a place like the Hollywood Improv. People take notes today. So that's a big deal. Don't forget, you can still go to the website, www.advicefromafckboy.com, and you get you some gear, you get you a sweater, get you a hoodie, get you something, you know what I'm saying, to show your support if you couldn't make the show, because we got 100 episode shirts, you know what I'm saying. So if you want to get 100 episode shirts, we got you. All right, so I'm live on Instagram, y'all. All right, so here's my first topic I want to talk about today. My bad. This is the last thing I'm going to say before I get into the podcast. And this is for women. I welcome everybody to come on the podcast. If you want to come on the podcast and talk your shit, that is fine with me. But if you're coming on the podcast to be combative, please stay the fuck home. All right. One of my episodes that I recorded recently, I noticed that I could not air that because it's a lot of back and forth. It's a lot of anger. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, yo, like, I don't want to, don't come on the podcast with an attitude, all right? Don't come on the podcast pissed off. Don't come on the podcast trying to set me straight. Because at the end of the day, I told y'all, I'm not trying to be right. I'm trying to get it right. You're not going to set me straight. That's the thing. Like, I don't know why women, all y'all always, I'm going to come on the podcast and I'm going to tell the fuckboy how I feel. And I'm like, okay, you win, sis. Like, I'm not trying to argue with you, yo. That's not what we're here to do, man. We're here to openly discuss how we feel about certain topics. And I understand sometimes the topic is a little more harder than the other. But look, man, look, we not here cussing each other out. We're here to talk. We're here to have a good conversation. All right, so here we go. So, you know, I think there comes a time in every man's life when they're raising a kid, you know, especially man, when they're raising a son or they're raising a boy, and the boy comes to them for relationship issues, and he comes to them for relationship advice. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to announce this, but my godson, Mr. Brayton, has asked me. He said, Clint, he said, there's a girl in school I like. How do I get her? Oh, my God. I don't think you know how happy I was. Maybe I need to reiterate this. He says, Clint, there's a girl in school that I like. How do I get her? Now, my man, just to give you a little bit of context, my man is 11 years old. He's in the sixth grade. And for all you out there, people out there, he shouldn't be worried about girls. He should be worried about his schoolwork. Shut up, all right? You was worried about dick when you was in the sixth grade, all right? I know you were because I was the one. You was worried about me, and I was worried about you. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line. So, I was so excited to see this. I was so excited. I'm like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't given him advice yet because I don't really know what to tell him. All right? This is a hard thing. So, I'm asking the fuckboy. I guess the fuckboy family. You know what? That's what we're going to be called. The fuckboy family. All right. Clint Coley and the fuckboy family. Anyway. So, he asked me for relationship. He asked me, he said, there's a girl I like, I'm trying to get her. All right. So I had to go back to sixth grade Clint. He likes a girl. I got to go back to sixth grade Clint. All right. Now, sixth grade Clint didn't have no game. It's a different era now. All right. So maybe y'all can relate to me when I was growing up, I can remember vividly. Number one, you actually had to know what to say to talk to a girl. Like, you couldn't just get her phone number and not say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Sixth grade Clint, you know, wasn't shy at all. I used to go out to girls. I'd be like, hey, my name Clint. I'm trying to get your number. Let's talk. All right. But I know that's not going to work. That's a little too aggressive. Also, he's from California. A little, you know, it's different. It's different times. But back in the day, man, you had to have something to say. And you know what? You know what actually made me smile as I'm listening, because I asked him, I said, yo, man, you got a girl you like? Okay, well, describe her to me. The way this man described this girl is almost the way Aladdin described Jasmine to the genie. Y'all remember that? Do y'all remember that? Do you remember when Aladdin described Jasmine to the genie? Oh man, she's smart and she's funny and her smile. Oh man, like he was like that. He was telling me the girl had a beautiful smile. You know, I did ask him. I was like, yo, is she black or white? I gotta know. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a difference trying to get black girls in sixth grade and trying to get white girls in sixth grade. Y'all can sit here and see me. Clint, no, girls is girls. No. Black girls, I got a little more attitude. You need a little more swag with black women. I'm just being honest. So he told me she was black. I was relieved. I was like, yeah, my man, like black girls. All right. Now, so he's describing her. I'm happy. And I got to figure out a way. I haven't given him advice yet. You know what I'm saying? I have to figure out the best way to talk to him about this. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, man, I could easily go out and tell him, man, yo, man, go out there, shoot your shot, blah, 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 blah. You know what, fellas? Remember back in the day when we was excited to meet a girl? You remember that? Like, you remember the excitement that you would get when you got a girl's phone number? Like, you would literally go back to all your home. Like, first of all, let's insert the wood, all right? I can remember, you know, they had a bet. They went to the middle school dance. They had a bet who get the most numbers, who get the most numbers, who get the most numbers. So, you know, Slim is bagging women, Roland is bagging women. Slim is bagging more women, Roland is bagging more women. But then Mike, he get the best woman out of all. He went back to his homeboys. You know, she wrote a number on a piece of paper. You know what I'm saying? And they said that number is worth more than all the other numbers. So I had to ask my godson. I said, yo, man, is there any other girls in sixth grade you like? Because I know me, when I was in sixth grade, I was a player. All right? I liked the girl in this class. I liked the girl in that class. I'm all over the place. And then finally, them girls got together and talked about each other and said, Clint, you ain't shit. Not much has changed since sixth grade. Not much has changed since sixth grade. Real quick, let me do this real quick. Hold up. I want to read what people are saying on Instagram because I want y'all opinion on what we talking about. I know I'm a little up close and personal. Hold on, let me fix my what's the name? I gotta fix my tripod. I invested it, put some money. I got a tripod now. All right, here we go. Oh, shit, I done fucked up, and now the damn shit is twisted off. Okay, all right, let's do this. Okay, here we go. Now, not much has changed since sixth grade. I'm still, you know, I'm not going to say I'm a player, but, you know, I do, you know, girls, you know, be like, damn, Clint, you ain't shit, and that's okay. I get cussed out day in and day out. Anyway, so I had to figure out what's the best angle to tell him. So, all right. So here's what we're going to do on this podcast today. We're going to help my man Braden get this girl in sixth grade. We're going to help him. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to give him the step-by-step process of how he's supposed to approach a woman. It's like, cause like at the end of the day, man, like fathers and fellas, you can teach your kids, you know, everything in the world, you know what I mean? But there's certain fundamental things he got to know, like respect, that he has to know, chivalry and things of that sort. So here we go. All right. So the first thing I think he needs to know is here's how I think he'll get her. See, women in sixth grade, girls in sixth grade are easily impressed. All right. They, you know, and we're not even just talking about clothes. We're not talking about sneakers. They're easily impressed with just a nice guy. All right. Now, when I was growing up, girls in sixth grade didn't like nice guys. Y'all didn't like nice guys. Y'all like thugs. You know, the girls at my school, shout out to my boy Reese 28. My boy Reese is on live right now. We went to middle school together. Women like he wasn't a thug. Reese wasn't a thug. Reese wasn't a thug. But, he was a little rough around the edges. You know what I'm saying? He had braids, long hair. Fuck him, as a matter of fact, man. You know, but anyway, but girls like thugs back in the day. Girls don't like thugs now. You know, sixth graders don't like thugs. You know what I'm saying? So here's what you got to do. Number one, Braden, all right? You got to be her friend first, Braden. You got to be her friend first, my man, all right? See, the way he described her to me, she must be one of the baddest girls in the sixth grade. So I'm pretty sure she got the pick of the litter. All the other little fuck boys, they trying to shoot their shot. But you, my godson, you're not the fruit of my loins, but you get what I'm saying. You, my protege, you can win by first being her friend. Now, I don't mean being in the friend zone, but be a friend. You know what I mean? Learn things about her. Talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Get to know her. No more than the fact that you think she's pretty. All right. So what you're going to do is when you go to school tomorrow, all right, I'm going to let your mom, you know, Asia, let my man listen to this podcast. I'm going to let your mom listen to this podcast. You're going to go to school tomorrow, Braden. And what you're going to do is you're going to be a friend. You're going to notice something that other guys don't notice.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You're going to notice something that the other men don't notice. It don't even got to be physical. Not her hair. Not anything. Like, notice something. Maybe notice her favorite color. Something like that. Point it out to her. Speak to her. Say hello. Be a gentleman. How are you? How's your day? You know? All right. Okay. Now, you done that. Now, this is going to take some time, Braden. I'm not saying take 5-6 months to do this. Maybe a couple weeks. Because, you know, when you in middle school, it works fast. I like you. You like me. We in a relationship now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, you're establishing contact. So now when you see her every day, you're talking to her. What the fuck do kids watch? Okay, whatever. You watch whatever show was on the Disney Channel. Because y'all not talking about, you better not be talking about Power. You ain't watching Power at your age, all right? So you're watching you're watching little corny little, you know, kids shows. Okay, did you see the episode last night? You find something in common. You're moving on. Okay, now step two, all right? You got to do nice gestures for her. You notice what she likes for lunch, Brayton. Now, you got a godfather who got a couple of dollars in his pocket. I don't mind giving you $5, $10 for lunch. Buy the girl lunch, bro. I got you. Call me up. Say, Clint, I need some money. Let me get some money so I can buy her some lunch. I got you. All right? I got you. You tell her. Lunch on me, baby. When y'all in the snack line, because when I was growing up, we was in the snack line. All right? Snack line had pretzels. They had tasty cakes and juices. I don't know what y'all got at lunch today, all right? But I know when you went to the snack line, you was balling. You was balling. Am I right or wrong? You take a girl. Listen, all right? So I'm going to give you $10. Make that shit happen, all right? But see, here's the kicker, Brayden. You don't just buy her lunch. Here's the thing. I figured it out, fellas. And I'm going to talk about it on another podcast. Women want you to just know. They don't want to have to tell you shit. They want you to know. Ladies, we're not mind readers, but in this case, you got to be one, all right? And I'm going to teach you how to be a mind reader, all right? I'm not a mind reader. I suck. Here's what I want you to do, my brother, all right? Pay attention. What she like to eat, all right? What is she eating every day? Does she bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school? Let me give y'all, it's story time. Sixth grade, I'm at Benjamin Rush Middle School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Benjamin Rush Middle School, same middle school that Kevin Hart went to. I'm the more famous guy, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, so I'm at Benjamin Rush Middle School in sixth grade. And there was this girl, her name was Tracy. I like Tracy. I would always notice that every day Tracy had the same lunch. She would have peanut butter and jelly sandwich. All right, in a brown paper bag, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. All right, she would have some Dunkaroos. Y'all remember Dunkaroos? She had Dunkaroos. She would have an orange or it's like some sort of fruit, and she would have a Capri Sun. All right, a Capri Sun, Pacific Cooler. All right, so Dunkaroos, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, orange, Capri Sun. What am I coming to school with the next day? I'm coming. Listen, saved up my lunch money. Dad, I'm sorry. I know you thought you was giving lunch money to me and I was going to go spend it. I would eat at home and then I would save my lunch. Let me tell you how much I like this girl. I saved my lunch money. This is why I'm a fuckboy now because y'all don't appreciate shit. I saved my lunch money. I saved my lunch money and I went out and bought her some snacks. Woke up early in the morning, made her a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I came to school with lunch for Tracy. I was immediately the man. She was like, oh man, you so thoughtful. You shouldn't have. And I'm like, I really didn't. But the fact of the matter is, this is why I'm the people's champion, baby, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. Shout out to my man, Nick Rich Graphics. This is why, I'm going to get the belt for this. Sixth grade, all right? Now, women going to listen to this podcast and be like, this motherfucker don't even do that for me now. And he... Sorry. You know, I'm going to tell you what happened with Tracy later on in the podcast, all right? But anyway, Tracy got her her snacks, you know, lunch. And I made this peanut butter and jelly sandwich perfect, too. Peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other side. I even noticed what kind of bread she liked with the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I saw she liked potato bread. So instead of putting it on white bread or wheat bread, Clint Coley puts it on potato bread. Ladies and gentlemen, People's Champion is talking right now. I've been the People's Champion since 1999 going into the 2000. All right? Anyway. So, Brayden, here's what you got to do. See what she eats for lunch. See what she likes. And then what you do is you spring it on her. Bam. 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 Now you already got a jump start on what the other brothers is trying to do. Ain't no other brothers in sixth grade doing this, my brother. Again, you need some help? Call me, Brayden. Call me. You got my number? Call me, young man. I am here. This is what the Godfather is for. See, the real father is supposed to tell you, ah, man, fuck these bitches. The Godfather is here to navigate you through life honestly. See, your mom ain't going to tell you this because your mom don't want you focused on girls. My man Brayden gets straight A's, by the way. He can afford to talk to some women, all right? I got your back, little cut. I got your back, little bro, all right? Here we go. So now, that's step two. She's going to be excited. Now, you haven't made your move yet, Brayden. You haven't made your move yet. You're planting the seeds, Brayden. You're planting the seeds. You're watering the flower. Because it ain't, you know what I mean? It's not time yet. It's not time yet. You know, you're probably like, oh man, you know, maybe after this, she's going to like me. It's my time. It's not your time yet. Relax. Step three, Brayden. Step three. You ready? Step three. Sixth grader. What you do is now that you're her friend, you bought her lunch. Now, you got to make sure she's okay. You got to make sure she's okay. See, Brayden, you get straight A's. You know, I don't need y'all. Y'all don't have to be a power couple. But, you know, a couple that studies together. I don't have a thing to rhyme with that. But if y'all study together, you can be buddies together. I don't fucking know, but you get what I'm saying. Help her with the schoolwork, Brayden. You get straight A's, my brother. Don't be selfish. Spread the wealth. Spread the wealth. All right? You see that she's struggling in English? Brayden, you are now her new fucking English tutor. You see she's struggling in math, motherfucker? 8 + 8 = 6 goddamn teen. All right? If you see that she's struggling in history, goddamn, call me. All right? This is what you're doing. Now what you're doing is you're showing that you care about her. You're showing that you care that she's getting good grades. Alright? You gotta do that, my brother. Alright? You gotta show that you care that she gets good grades. Alright? So what I want you to do is you go there, you just ask, you know, ask her, you know, hey, how's school? How's Miss Johnson's class? You know? How's Miss whoever? I don't know. Ask her about some classes and show. And see, here's the thing. When you know, women like when you show genuine interest in their either studies or their extracurricular activities. There's nothing better than when you genuinely give a shit. All right. She's in band, motherfucker. You, if she's in band, you in band. All right. See, now, you know what I mean? She's in the drama club, motherfucker. You in the drama club. All right. Now what you do is you're finding a common interest, right? You're finding a common interest, and what you're doing is you're capitalizing because you're spending more time. Because don't forget, you in sixth grade, bro. You don't got your own crib, all right? You don't got your own anything. So you gotta be interested in what she's doing. I got you. Some of you grown men need to hear this. How about that? Some of you grown men need to hear this bullshit. All right? Bro, she's in the drama club. You in the drama club. Story time again. All right. Eighth grade. A little You know, I'm a little older now. You know what I'm saying? 13. All right. 8th grade. Here we go. There was a girl. All right. It was a girl. I'll give first and last name. Her name was Ashley Williams. Thought Ashley was the finest thing walking in my class. God damn, Ashley was fine. But Ashley was in extracurricular stuff and always stayed after school. All right. Ashley staying after school. God damn it. I'm staying after school. I remember Ashley used to be in the library. Guess where I'm going to be? I'm going to be in the library. You know what I mean? And it's not stalking. You're capitalizing off your opportunities of being around her. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you gotta know. You don't have your own house. You don't have a car. You can't go see her. All right? You gotta make time at school, bro. And back, see, now you got a cell phone, B. I didn't have a cell phone in 8th grade.
You slept through your alarm, missed the train, and your breakfast sandwich.
Ugh.
Cold. Sounds like you could use some luck.
I'm Victoria Cash, and Lucky Land is where people go every day to get lucky. At Lucky Land, you can play over 100 casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Go to LuckyLandSlots.com and get lucky today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
That's how, you know, I mean, because we, you know, I was in 8th grade 2000, nigga, so. I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't have no pager. I ain't had none of that shit. You know what I had? I had a house phone. And my mom was always on the house phone. And a lot of women when I was growing up couldn't have boys call the house. Yeah, some of you women in here couldn't have boys call your little fresh asses. A lot of women couldn't have boys call the house. So what you had to do was you had to get creative. So here's what I'm saying. So yeah, she got any free time she got, y'all got free time. All right. That's what you got, you know? So that's my opinion. That's my opinion. She's in the drama club, bro. You in the drama club. She's in band, you in band. All right. She's in the glee club, you in the glee club. That's what you're doing. Okay. That's three steps. Now you done built the rapport. All right. It is now. So this is October, Braden. I'm going to check back in with you around December. So December, now you got to make your move. Okay. December, now it's time to make your move. Here's what you do. December. All right. December. What happens around December? Everybody know December is the holidays. And you're not going to see her for like a week and a half. You're not going to see her for a week and a half. Brayden, you coming to school, you gotta have a small gift on the last day before it's time to go to winter break. Now you don't need, you and I, we're gonna go to the store. She's your friend. You know what she likes. You and me, we're gonna go to Target. See what I did there? We're gonna get you cutie a gift. Alright? Nothing big. We ain't getting her no video game. We're not paying $50. Alright? Getting her something small. But it's from here, Brayden. It's from here. You thought about her. That's the move. Because once you make the move, now you're gonna get a phone number. Now you get to talk to her during Christmas break. All the other brothers ain't talking to her during Christmas break, but you are. Because you know why? Because you took the initiative. You know what she likes. You got her a gift. All right. And we go, Brayden, we're not just gonna give her the gift. We're gonna wrap this motherfucking gift too. We're going to wrap it. It's going to be nice. It's going to be neat. And then there's going to be a card with it. All right? That's what we're doing. Now, for those of y'all that just tuning in on live, I'm giving my brother, my godson, I'm giving him tips because he asked me, he says, Clint, this girl in class that I like, how do I get her? I'm telling him how to do it. These things are very important. All right. So now, she like you, you like her. It's past Christmas break. Now, my brother, it's easy to get them. It's easy to get them. It's even harder to keep them. It's easy to get them. It's harder to keep them. That's the bottom line. Because see, a little girl's attention span ain't that great right now. All right, there's other brothers coming to school. Nice watch, nice pants, nice shirt. They coming in with championship belts and shit. And you have to figure out how to keep this lady. You got to keep her attention. Got to keep her interested in what you're doing. All right. Brayden, you gotta walk her to class. You gotta walk her to class. First of all, here we go. Now, let me ask y'all this. Ladies, you ever been walked to class? You ever been walked to class by a guy? It's nothing better than getting walked to class. Because you know what he's doing? He's risking his own tardiness to talk to you. He's risking his own tardiness to talk to you. Think about that. I done walked plenty of women to class. Y'all fresh asses didn't appreciate the shit. I walked many of women to classes in my day. Walking to class, you carrying books, nigga? Brayden, carrying books. I've carried books. I'm looking to see if I have some books. I ain't got no books. I got books in my living room. You're carrying books. All right. Think about how you had to walk a girl to class too. Man, you know how hard, first of all, women don't know how hard it is to get walked to class back in the day. Because let's say your class was on one side of the school and my class was on the other side of school. I had to get out of class. I would always, especially if it's a girl I like, I would always, let me tell you what my game was. What I would do is I would ask my teacher to go to the bathroom maybe 3 minutes before the bell rang. 3 minutes before the bell rang. Hey, Miss such and such, can I go to the bathroom? Well, it's the end of class, Clint. All right, well, I'll just grab my books. Is there anything else I need to know? No, you're good. Okay, bam. I'm running to the other side of school. Ring, 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 ring. Oh, shit. Me, I'm standing there. Hold on. This is my stance. This is my stance. I'm standing there, sitting there, outside of her class. It's fifth period. That's me. I'm here. That's me. Standing there, waiting. She get out of class. She tell her girlfriends, bye, I gotta go. Why? Because Clint walking me to sixth period. Yeah. Brayden, I got your back, bro. See, middle school was a very awkward time in my life, yo. I ain't get no girls in middle school. I was the stinky kid in middle school. I didn't like to take showers. That's another thing, Brayden. I'm not putting your business out there, you know, but you 11. And around this time, motherfuckers, you know, they, you know, niggas, you know, little boys. I don't know what it is about little boys. I didn't like the shower when I was like 10. 11. I didn't like the shower. I was the girls, them stinkers. Listen, girls is like ill. Every boy goes through this. All right? Every boy goes through this. No, there's no 11-year-old boy who ladies, how many women, I'm on live. And if you listen to this too, when you listen to this when this comes out, how many of y'all have sons or cousins or nephews that are around the age 10 to about 14? You ever go in a room? It smells like feet. And then the worst part about it is they don't even know that their room smell like feet. Your room smells like feet. My room smelled like feet. Ask my mom. Ask Miss Juanita. My room smelled like feet. Now, I was a very clean kid. You know? I was a very clean kid. I was a very, very clean kid. But I never forget, story time, real quick. You know, I'll never forget. I'ma just be honest. So I remember one time my mom wanted me to take a shower. She's like, Clint, we about to go blah blah blah. Go take a shower. I go in the shower, I run the water, but I don't take a shower. I just ran the water. And my mom comes in the bathroom and sees me sitting on the toilet and I'm not doing nothing. And my mom is like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I was about to take a shower. She's like, Clint, you've been in here for 15 minutes. You're not taking a shower. You're playing. And she whooped my ass. I'll never forget that. And my mom was like, and then after my mom whooped my ass, she's like, you know, you're so fucking stupid. She's like, in the time that it took you to fucking to fake take a shower, you know your stupid ass could have really took a shower. That was the dumbest shit I've ever done in my life. No, it wasn't. It's up there though. And my mom was like, "What's wrong with you, yo?" Man, yeah, it was stupid. Boys, little boys don't like taking showers. So, Brayden, you gotta smell good, man. You can't be that guy with this girl. You gotta smell good. You gotta take showers. Taking showers. Women like clean men, clean boys. All right, you need me to get you some cologne or something. I got you. We gonna have you right. Now, the other thing is, and I look, my godson, you know, he's, I'm not gonna lie to you, my godson's, he's a nerd. All right, this little dude likes dinosaurs. All right, now, I'm not telling you not to not like dinosaurs, bro. But women don't like dinosaurs, bro. Don't sit there and try to have a conversation with this girl about a Tyrannosaurus. You're going to bore her to death.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
No dinosaur talk unless she brings up dinosaurs. Don't ask her if she likes dinosaurs. You're going to get your feelings hurt. You're going to get your feelings hurt. You know? You're going to get your feelings hurt. No dinosaurs. All right? No. No. Godson, man, he be trying. No. No, 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 no. And that's it, bro. That's it. Get her phone number. Don't be texting her nothing crazy either. You know? Now. I gotta, you said nerds are in. Okay, let's cut the shit, all right? Let's cut the shit, all right? Let's cut the shit. Somebody on live said that nerds are in. Yeah, when you're an adult, you're in your 30s, and you realize all the mother little drug deal, little stupid little boys that you liked in high school and middle school are all locked up or dead or in jail. Yes, true story. All the motherfuckers that I went to high school and middle school with, all the bad boys, dead or in jail. Dead ass. The nerds now, like me, oh, you like us now. Why? Because, you know, we come with insurance. Them niggas didn't.
So, cut the shit. Girls like tough guys until like 21. All right? Anyway, I'm not telling him not to not be himself. You're not listening. All right? Stop. Just listen to what I'm saying. Don't bring up dinosaurs unless she brings up dinosaurs. You are being yourself. You are a cool kid. Dinosaurs just ain't it, though. I'm sorry. And if you bring up dinosaurs, I'm going to tell you now, it ain't going to happen, all right? That's all I'm saying. Anyway, but Brayden, I would be hard-pressed to not tell you this part of dating, of getting a girlfriend at 11 years old. She's going to break your heart. Yeah. She's going to break your heart, bro. She's going to break your heart. And you're going to break her heart. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. This is not going to be your wife. This is not going. You're not going. You know, very rare this is happen. But you're not. You guys are not. You're not going to end up together. But she's going. You're going to feel salty. Tell your true story, Mr. Brayden. Okay, remember the girl I brought up where I brought lunch for her and shit like that. All right. Never forget. That same year, I'm thinking we doing good. But she gets transferred out of my class into a new class. And I'm thinking, okay, it'll still be the same. But it wasn't. She met a guy named Wesley. To this day, I don't like Wesley. Anybody named Wesley pissed me off. I don't like any Wesleys. Wesley Pipes. Wesley Snipes. Who else? Give me some famous Wesleys. Worldwide Wes. Shaq West. Anything. I don't like any West. Any West. Kanye West. I don't like you, all right? Because Wesley stole my girl. Never forget, I come to school one day. Who was walking her to class? Not who's wait. So you know my move. Y'all knew my move. One day I come, I'm at the door. There's another nigga waiting to take her to class. Another Wesley. It was Wesley. Wesley took her to class. She's like, all she said was, I'm sorry, Clinton. You know, I shouldn't even be mad at Wesley. It ain't Wesley's fault. It's her fucking fault. Never forget, Wesley. Fucking, why you gonna cheat on me with a nigga named Wesley? You know? You know what's worse? You know what I think, though? Girls probably say the same thing about me. Like, oh, how you gonna cheat on me with a nigga named Herman? So, all right, I get it. Wesley. Fucking Wesley. Fuck Wesley. That's going to be the name of this podcast. Fuck you, Wesley. Wesley's locked up now, actually. Believe it or not. But yeah, man. Girls going to break your heart, bro. It happens. And you going to do some heartbreaking. Somebody said you look cute today. All right, look cute every day. Fuck you talking about? Anyway, Wesley. Back to Wesley. Anyway. Yeah, man, but I want you to know, like, it's you know, getting girls is very easy. Keeping them is hard. My brother, I applaud you for coming to your godfather for some help. You know. This was the best news I've ever had. Because that's one thing. That's why guys want sons, because you want to be able to pass down your secrets to your kids. And this is fun, because Brayden, there's going to be a time I'm not here, and you're going to have to take what I told you, and you're going to have to pass it down to your son or your godson, and vice versa. My dad taught me, and I'm going to teach you, and then hopefully, you know, you know, you teach somebody else. That's what it's all about. That's why I couldn't have this conversation with a girl. I'm be honest. Couldn't have that conversation with a girl. It's, you know, it's what her mother's for. Bottom line. So ladies, y'all always think like, oh, we passing down bullshit. No, sometimes we saying some great things. I love you, bro. My little guy, son. You learned today. All right, when you listen, you're going to listen to this. And you're going to learn. You're going to say, you're going to learn. You're going to say to yourself, yeah, my godfather taught me right. You know? My godfather taught me right. And I want you to give it to your godson or your son in 30 years. I don't want you, you know, you're 11, 20 years. I don't want you having kids in 10 years. All right? Get your studies first. All right, this is the part of the podcast y'all, most of us like. I'm starting not to like it, but that's neither here nor there. This is the Ask Clint portion of the podcast. People ask me dumbass questions, and what I do is I give you dumbass answers. All right, here we go. Are we ready? Let me pull up the question that somebody asked me. Where is it at? Okay, here we go. It says, yo, Clint. I have an ass, Clint. So I have a woman in my life who is friends with benefits, and every, you know, and I'm in love with her and I'm infatuated with this woman. However, when we do have sex, I come fast every time, which is backwards because I give premium dick to the other bitches. So I want to know, is it because she has awful, awesome vagina, or is it a mental thing? I only finish early with her. Please keep me anonymous because my dumbass has turned every woman in my life onto the podcast, ass Clint. Okay. Let's talk about coming fast really quick, all right? Bro, okay. Bro, it's not your fault. It's not your fault, all right? I'm going to tell you why it's not your fault. Because coming fast is not always a good pussy thing. Sometimes you come fast, bro, because you're excited. You're overwhelmed in the moment. You can't wait. You know what I'm saying? You can't wait. Like, ladies, like, think about it. It's an honor for a woman to give you some pussy. Women aren't honored to have dick. I've never ever met a woman who's like, you know, Clint, I'm honored to have that dick. You're not honored to have this dick. You'll take it, but you're not honored. Most men are honored to have, like, you're so, because you're so excited. You can't wait. Oh, man, she's about to get some pussy. You're honored. So, I say that to say, bro, I want you to calm down. I want you to take your time. All right? I want you to calm down and take your time. She ain't going nowhere. Now, I can understand if it was a quickie or something like that, but for the most part, she ain't going nowhere. Where's she going? She in bed with you. She at your house. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, bro. 3 o'clock in the morning. It's late. She ain't going nowhere. Take your time. The best way to be thankful for the pussy is to appreciate it. Show it some love. All you got to do, like, okay. And then the other thing is, bro, I want you to beat off before you see her. If you know you're about to get some ass, I want you to beat off first. That's very typical and standard for guys these days. I want you to beat your meat first. Get your first nut out. Then, now, you can all fucking night long. Now, don't take too long to come. Women hate that shit too. Hey, when you gonna come, nigga? When you gonna come? Bottom fucking line. That's the plan. I don't want you, like, you know, a lot of guys, like I said, man, we be taking too much time and we be trying to rush. I mean, I've been guilty of that too. I mean, I've come fast. It happens. You know? Now you saying you always come fast. So again, I want you to take your time in the vagina. You got this. I'm rooting for you, bro. All right. Now I'm keeping you anonymous. You know, keep turning women on to the podcast, but don't, come on. All right. Don't be out here being a fuckboy. All right. All right. So, what did we learn today? Since it's just me, what did we learn today? What did we learn from the podcast today? I'm going to tell you what we learned. I'll tell you what I learned. I learned that back in sixth grade, I was lame as fuck. I was lame as fuck back in sixth grade. I learned that I was lame as fuck. And that's okay, Bray, because you lame. But it's all right. Nothing wrong with being lame. All right? But I remember, but this episode lets me know I was lame as fuck back in sixth grade. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the Girls of Deb Sugar, a.k.a. James Brown. Like I said, L.A., we have no more tickets left. We had a good time. We're going to have a good time on Tuesday. Also, yo, if y'all want to get merchandise, or if you're in L.A., if you're in L.A. and you're coming to the show and you want a 100th episode t-shirt to wear that night, go to www.advicefromafckboy.com. Again, it's www.advicefromafckboy.com. Also, I might as well shout this out too. I am, you know, for those of y'all that, you know, if y'all not coming to LA and you know, you're not going to the live podcast, I do stand up. I will be in Jacksonville this weekend, which is October 3rd through the 6th. I will be in Charlotte October 10th to the 13th. I'll be in Hartford, Connecticut, October 8th, 19th and 20th. I will be in 18th and 19th. I will be in Cleveland, Ohio, October 25th through the 27th. So if you want to come through, you want to get tickets, let me know. I got your back. I got you. Come see me do stand up. You know what I'm saying? And thank you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing. God bless. Godspeed. All that other stuff. Bye.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to Advice from a Fuckboy.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.